bit of a sort of Sierra Leone some time at the end for conversations, discussions. Okay. So let's do the Tosas on top. I made on the days. Also on the Inyan of Dalad Misos and Din Dalad Misos. Tosas, just to review, the earlier Tosas in Amid Aleph brought up the question of why the Gemara states this halacha or this memra in terms of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Seemingly, the idea of Din Dalad Misos Lo Batlu is even true 40 years prior to the Churban, because there wasn't any more a Sanhedrin that would be trying Din Nefashos. Tosas discusses that and says, well, sometimes it would come back, and therefore it could sometimes be that they would have the Dalad Misos. Therefore, the statement was formulated in terms of Churban Beis HaMikdash, which is clear-cut. Others say that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Bikdei Kohuna were Mechaper, and Tosfos rejects that based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, Rav Shimon ben Shattach. We'll see more about that as well. So you see that you don't automatically get a kapara via the Bikdei Kohuna. Tosfos also mentions the Gemara in Makos Daf Yud. Again, we'll see more about that in terms of a person who's Chayv Golus but hasn't yet been sentenced to Golus because there were no Edim, and he killed somebody who also was so that person, so what happens now is that it happens again, that the person who's Chayv Golus is going to kill and have Edim, and the person who killed B'mezid, someone else who killed B'mezid without Hasra, will be killed the second time around. So the fact that this Golus suggests that we're talking Bisman Habayis, obviously you don't say that there was a Kapara automatically with the Bigdei Kohuna. Those are the points that came up in the Tosas before. Now Tosas brings up another point. Din Dalad Misos Lo Batlu V'im Tomar V'ha'amar Basoches Apoalim V'ahud Izakfuhu Afo Pi Shahai Chayv Skila Shebalu Hu B'no Nara Morasa. The question here relates to the type of punishment bidei shemayim that was received. Din dalad misos lo batlu. So the Gemara explains that whatever would have been the misa, the ubin chai bidei adam, so there's something analogous to that bidei shemayim, and that's the din dalad misos. So therefore, somebody who's chayiv, for example, for retzicha, would be hereg. So what would happen is nimsar lemalchus olistin boin olav. Somebody who's chayiv skila, it's no from nagago chayiv dorsaso. And then the other two cases. So what's Tosa's question? The case over there, we have a person who's chayiv skila because he was violating the avera of Baal Na Marasa with the din of skila, and seemingly the onesh that he got was not one of what we have over here. It was not a case of no from nagago chayiv dorsaso. It was zakfu, they hung him. Just in terms of background, what exactly is that Gemara discussing? It's to stem a fascinating Gemara. It has to do with the case of Mesira. The Maisa there was Rav Elazar Rav Shimon was Moser on somebody. Originally, there was somebody else who was appointed by the Malchus, by the Romans, to report on people for whatever they were doing wrong, apparently Geneva. And Rav Elazar Rav Shimon went over to him and said, maybe you're taking tzaddikim and reporting on the tzaddikim, so you shouldn't necessarily be doing that. But he had a quota, he had to answer to the authorities. So he said, how should I know who's a tzaddik and who's not, who's really worthy of getting punished? And then it's okay. So he gave him some advice, which basically meant to verify based on his the situation exactly whether the person was in fact a ganav or not. The advice was thought of as so good that the authorities said, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, you be the one in charge, that we'll put you in charge to report on people who are misbehaving and breaking the law. So he ended up finding himself in this situation. So then, as a result of that, Rav Shimon Karcha sent a message to him, Chometz ben Yayin, which was something of an insult. Chometz is vinegar, Yayin is Yayin. So your father was a tzaddik and you are turning sour. After all, when you report on a fellow Jew, then it's going to be taken by the Roman authorities and be put to death or punished in some way. And it says, put to death, and therefore You have no right to do it. And he says, no, the people I'm reporting on are bad guys. So therefore, there's nothing wrong. To the contrary, they are, like it says in Halacha, Behilchos Moser, if someone is a menace to the Rabbim, then you're allowed to be Moser on them. So these people I'm reporting on are themselves threats to others, and therefore it's not a problem of Mesira. And then he said back to him, Yavo Balakarim Bichales Kotso. Still not for you to do it. You have to know what this Gemara is all about in terms of Hilchos Mesira, but Rav Shulman Karcha thought that it's not for you to do it. Hashem will take care of it. In any event, this is not our topic, but what goes on in the Gemara is, so Yom Achad, one particular day, Pagabeahu Koves. So there was a person who was a wanderer. He didn't. That doesn't mean money wanderer. It probably means he washed clothing. Okay. So anyway, this person, in any case, was obviously not exactly a tzaddik, for other reasons. So he was very chutzpahdik with the blessing of Shimon, and he called him Chometz Ben Yayin. Maybe he heard the insult that Rav Shimon Karcha issued. Maybe that became now a rumor that was his now swirling around, Chometz Ben Yayin. So he called him that also. So Rav Lezer of Shimon took that personally, and he says, if this is how he's acting, he deserves to be reported on. So he actually reported on him, and they did. But meanwhile, he calmed down, and now he wanted to redeem him. He was taken, but maybe he could buy back, bribe or whatever it might be to get him back. But he wasn't able, he wasn't successful. So he commented, Shomer Pivu Shono, Shomer Tzaras Nafsho. If only he would have washed his mouth. If he wouldn't have spoken the way he did, I wouldn't have reported on him, and he wouldn't be in the situation. Now he's Nebuch, he's going to be slated for some punishment. So meanwhile, what happened? Sakfuhu, they were hanging him. They took him to hang. Come to Siskifa. So Elizabeth Shimon was standing underneath the, what do you call it?
Gallows.
What? The gallows. Yeah. The kabachi. He was crying. So he began to feel, he acted maybe impulsively. He thought that he was angry at the time. Maybe he was wrong, and maybe this person was worthy. Maybe the person doesn't deserve to die. He acted instinctively, but now he has second thoughts. Amrulei, whoever it was, said to him, Rebbe, al yei rabbei nacha, don't feel bad. Shehu ubeno, not only is he no good, Nick, him and his son, ba'alu nara marasa b'yom ha-kippur. Wow. That's what he and his son did. Ba'al nara marasa. Hinich yado al b'nei me'av, amar sisu b'nei me'ai sisu, and so on. In any case, so that's the background of the story. It's not a fascinating Gemara, but what is Tosis' interest in this Gemara? One little line, that this person was guilty for what? Avera. Ba'al namarasa, who will be know? What was the Avera? An Avera that's chayiv misa skila. Here in the Gemara it says misa skila, the din dalid misos would mean, what would happen is something similar to skila. That means he's thrust from a high, elevated place, chayidur sasa, again throwing him down. Instead, what is it? Zakfu. This is Tosus Kash. What is Tosus answer? Yishlomar kish b'shabal b'no tchila v'achakachu d'havi bu'ula v'harei b'chenek. I see. Tosus says, what was the case? Hu b'no. So it says hu b'no because he and his son. B'chal, why does it have to say the son? What's negeya the son? The answer is, it's very negeya. Why skila? So it says, who will be no? He and his son. But who first? I don't mean who, he of Allah first. Who, H-W-H-L, who was it first? It was not who, him. It was Beno first, right? It was Beno and then who? Beno first. So now she's a Ba'ula. So therefore, the Onesh is no longer Skila. If he's Ba'al Nara, not Nara Marasa, but a Ba'ula, so then it's Onesh of Chenek. She was married, a married woman. The Torah is more, goes harder on somebody who's Ba'al Nara Marasa than if it's already after Nisuin. So therefore, if it was already Ba'ula, well, Ba'ula, same thing, it's not Naira anymore, so then the Nisus Chenek. So therefore, Zakafu, who is exactly appropriate for the Din Dalad Misus, that's Tosus' very interesting answer. Right? Ba'hua Din Zakafu, if they put him on the gallows and they strangle him, that's Mamish Chenek. So it answers Derech Agav, where it says who beno, let's know Geah who beno. So you could say, just to show you that, what a Rashi he was, he, his son, together did this Avera. Obviously, whoever was first, it wouldn't be that both of them were Nar Marasa. It means She was originally an Amarasa, and someone who was originally an Amarasa. But Tosa says it wasn't who and then Bino, it was Bino and then who, and therefore Bichenek. Now, this is Tosa's answer here. We'll soon see in Tosa's other Gemaras, there's a Rashi in that Gemara that seems to answer differently. Tosa's quotes it. We'll soon see it. But what does Rashi say? Well, Maisa, interesting answer. Rashi apparently was bothered by the same question. Rashi says, Nara Murasa. So now it makes sense why he's getting killed. But why in Tliya? Why Tliya? That's Chenek. That's not the Din Dalamisus of Skila. Rashi says, Shehi Beskila, V'chor Niskola Nitlin. The halacha is, it's really Machokas Tanayim, whether all Niskola are only certain Averis. So like Megadeh, for example. Rashi is apparently going at the Madama Kohen Niskola Nitlin. All those who are Chayv Skila get hung afterwards. That's the halacha. They left hanging for a period of time. Therefore, the Zakifa is Shayach to the Misav Skila. Why didn't Tosis accept that answer? What's strange about Rashi's terrors? What could you be Ma'or and Rashi?
That's not part of the Misa.
That's not part of the Misa, right? That's a separate halacha. Kohen is Kohen Nitlin. So, but the Misa itself, the Ofen HaMisa does not include the Tliya. It's interesting Chiddush in Rashi. Right, you see Rashi that the Din Dal Misas can include even something which you could say is beyond the actual Misa itself. But that's part of what he's chayv. Person is chayv skila. He's chayv, you could say he's chayv the skila plus Tliya. So therefore having Tliya is also me'ain the Dalad Misas. That's Rashi's answer. Yeah.
Nothing
funny.
I thought one way that I thought it was with the suitor, what they would do pull from.
Yeah, but we're talking... Right, that's the mission of Sanhedrin. That's the way Beis Din would do something like that. No, the point is this. We're talking Din Dalad Misos. Din Dalad Misos just means that the manner in which the person dies in some way resembles the formal Misa Beis Din. So seemingly the way that this person died, this Kifa, resembles more Chenek than Skila. That's the problem Tosa is raising. So again, we have Tosa's answer that it was Ba Al-Namarasa, but he wasn't Al-Namarasa. By him, it was already Bu'ula. So that's really Misav Chenek, so that's why it's Kifa. And we have Rashi's answer that Kifa is connected to Skila because Kohen is called Nitlu. Question, Yosef, yeah.
Is that when the Misa is on Yom Kippur? Is that just the Misa Shehayim?
Misa Shehayim. Right.
No, him and his son was added there.
No, the Yom Kippur doesn't make the Aveir, doesn't make the punishment, per se a different onesh, but obviously just shows you what an ogudnik he was, right? Let's say you don't take Tosis' answer. Let's say according to Rashi, why do you say who Beno? What's Negev Beno? For Tosis, it's very good. Why says Beno? Because that's what made it Skila, made it Chenek for him, because it was Beno and then who. Why does it say who Beno? So the answer is, you see what a rotten apple he was. Who Beno? So you can add the fact that it was Yom Kippur. Yeah. Yes. Wait, Ben. Yeah, Ben and Yossi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a separate. Yeah, that's first one. Maybe the Rabbanan. That's a separate. That's not. That doesn't. It doesn't seem that. You know, what do you need to add anything to Ba'na Marasa? In other words, to have the Isser of the Heinuyim. Yeah, I can't imagine that would be. I mean, it's just the idea being to do the Avera Chamura Yom Kippur. If you have the Avera Chamura Ba'na Marasa, so you're going to add on top of that. What are the Inuyim of Yom Kippur? It doesn't sound like that would have been the point. You're already adding to the Chomer Avera by saying it with Yom Kippur. They did this terrible Avera of not Bona Marasa. In other words, the Hariga Zecharia, the Navi in Bayis Rishon, the son of Yoyada Kohen that gave Musar to Melech Yoash, right? So what happened there? They stoned him, right? Where they stoned him? Mihar Migdash Hashem Kohen the Navi. Does it say there with Yom Kippur too?
Yeah.
Also, what? So the point is, it just shows you the Chom Aveh. They did such a terrible thing, and it was a betrayal. This is the son of the person who was the mentor of King Yoash. That Yoash was only owes his life to this Zechariah's father, Yoyada HaKohen, and the son was killed under the orders of the king on Yom Kippur in the Migdash Hashem. It shows you the and that blood was boiling for 200 years, right? Until it shows you that, Tzicha especially, the Onesh is waiting for it to be avenged. The blood is waiting to be avenged. But the fact that Yom Kippur just makes the Aveira that much more intense. So I would say something similar over here. It's Ba'na Marasa, B'Yom HaKippurim. Yossi.
What is Zekifa mean?
Zekifa is like being hung, you know, hanging on the tree, right? Hanging, erect, right?
Just hanging.
Hanging. Like Tulia. Okay, yeah. Okay, this is one Kasha Tosis has. What does Tosis say further? Another question. Avakasha. One more issue has to be dealt with in terms of this inyan din dalad misus lobat. The chazinan, kama varyanim, love the abdus kochavin, shemes mamitosa. You see many bali avera, avaryan is a bali avera. The hachi is certainly a bad person who deserves, you know, certainly din dalad misus. They probably would be chayiv misus based in for all the averas they did had it been edem asra. But we don't have a Sanhedrin today and so on. And over the abdus kochavin, who's certainly be chayiv skila. And they have a natural death. So how do you account for that? If the Gemara says a din dalad misus lo batlu, that it's going to be a din b'cheshbon in one way or another, so how could it be that you find in the world around us that there are people who clearly would be shaykh to this din dalad misos and yet don't seem to be subject to them? That's Tosa's question. Tosa has a couple of suggestions. At the Yeshulomar, first of all, the idei tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meikal. It's one thing. Oh, schus togelo ve'eno nifra mimenu v'chayev. Let's take this apart. How many answers is Tosis really, really giving here? It starts off by saying, "Adei tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu meikal, u'pa'amim mochel gamri." So the first thing he's suggesting is tshuva. In other words, this is a fundamental difference. Keep this in mind between, let's say, dalad misos and beis din versus dinei shamayim, din dalad misos. The fact is, a person's chai misa the beis din, they can do tshuva now till tomorrow, tshuva gemura. But the fact remains, the chai misa, that's the sentence, has to be carried out, that's the halacha to carry out misa's beis din. Adarabba, you tell the person to do vidui, that's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, as they're about to be taken to be put to death, so they koam umasim isvadim, there is a formal process of tshuva, but the tshuva doesn't undo the fact that the chai the onesh has to be carried out. That's clear. That's built into the din of Dalad Mises Beis Din. Tshuva doesn't overcome that. That's in terms of din Dalad Mises Bidei Adam. But in terms of the Cheshbon of Shamayim, the person has escaped the clutches of Beis Din, maybe because there's no Beis Din today and so on. So there's a Cheshbon in din of Shamayim, but you know what? The person does Tshuva, things can change. In what way can they change? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go easier on the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu make up. Could be what Tosis means in that respect is, in other words, there'll be the onus will be less than what it otherwise would have been. So could be Tosis is answering the earlier kasha with this. Bahu v'no'ana marasa. What's the onus for that? What should be the onus? Skila. What did they receive? Chenek, seemingly. Skifa is like chenek. What did Tosis mention? Meiko. The kasha was Mesim Amitosa, but the answer Tosis had in mind, perhaps, maybe someone says this, I don't remember, to answer the earlier kasha. Because in the earlier kasha, it was a Misa, but it was less severe than what would otherwise have been. It was equivalent to Chenek. The answer is maybe there was a Tshuva. Hard to know. This guy was so chutzpahdik to Elizabeth Shimon, he did Tshuva, Nunu. But maybe there was Tshuva, and therefore Hashem could go easier and the onesh would be not as severe. Chenek is less severe than skila. In terms of mesma mitosam, that's not a, you know, it's not just meiko. Maybe it is meiko. It's not, I don't know, it's not meiko. It's mochel gamri, sounds like, though. Right? What do you think? Mochel, pa'ami mochel gamri. I mean, does the case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu meiko make sense for the person who dies peacefully? Meiko means that it was a certain level of tshuva, it wasn't complete tshuva. Or maybe the complete tshuva, but you still need to have, I don't know, maybe you still have. But meiko sounds like there's some onesh that's still coming about. Maybe there'll be an onesh in Shamayim afterwards for the neshama. Tos doesn't say that though. Other Rishonim discuss the possibility that Hashem Adarabba wants to get back at the person. That's what Tosis says a minute later. Ve'enu nifra menu b'chayev. O schus tolelo. No, what does this mean? O schus tolelo. Tosis does say, what schus? What schus could Tosis mean? Mila, he says in the other place, mila. A Jew is a Jew. There may have errors, but there's a schus of bris mila. So that's what allows that the person died peacefully. Ve'eno nifra mimeno b'chayev. Now, does that go together with the schus tolo? Is that something else? The schus tolo, that sounds like it's a good thing that he didn't get paid in this world. But is that really so? What would have been better? To get this world. So how could Tosus say, seemingly as one sentence, schus tolo, ve'eno nifra mimeno b'chayev, because of the schus? Or if it's going back on everything. Kosh Baruch Hu Mochel Gamri, ve'eno nifra mimeno b'chayev. But if there's going to be a price to pay in the next world, that it better would have been in this world. Wait, so I'll hear what you have to say now. Unless Tosis means as a separate point, I don't know. He says, oh, schus tolo, nu. Schus tolo means that what? That he won't get punished. But tolo sounds like he'll get punished eventually. So I don't know. The b'chayev, no, I don't think it's going to work. That means another teretz. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like it's connected. What do you think?
I thought the idea is that God will pay back mitzvos in this world so that, you know, he can get destroyed or...
Right.
So, the schus tolo, he won't get this punishment, and that is the paying back of the mitzvah. And then...
Schus tolo, that he'll get the schar for this mitzvah. But schus tolo means, the words mean as follows. Tolo means it suspends the judgment. You know, it's like a shmira, like a shield. Tolo means, schus tolo, it means you find it in other places in Shas too. Schus tolo means that it pushes off the judgment. It's like Hashem is marich af. So again, Hashem is marich af, that means that a person maybe, you know, won't get punished yet. Maybe there'll still be time. It buys time for it. That's what schus tolo means, it buys time. But now the person's on his deathbed. Maybe it's better he should have yisurim. Maybe it's better he should die, you know, I don't know. Tosa sounds like he's saying schus tolo v'nefim v'chayim, so that's a good thing. Yeah, originally I thought maybe enefim v'chayim means a separate point. Enefim v'chayim means because of his averus, to the contrary. Tosis means enefim v'chayim means better they should get a harsh gehenim and have an easy life here and die peacefully. But then it would mean that would be a new teretz. I don't know if that's a good way to read Tosis. Oschus tolo, nu, comma, period. Ve'enu nefemen v'chayev. It doesn't sound to me correct. That Tosis means it as a new teretz. Elsewhere, Tosis does say like that. And I already showed him here also. The Ritva, I think, says it that way. That's the reason why there are people who are Bali Avera who don't have Din Dalad Mises is because Hashem wants them to get a harsher onus to Asid Lavo. If anything, Din Dalad Mises is a better option. I don't know if that can be fit into Tosis here. The Ritva. No, not the Ritva. Other.
Shita.
The Shita brings it. Okay. Yeah.
Schus tolo means that you get pushed off, right?
Yes. Schus tolo means it gets pushed off.
Can't the line mean then that you get the harsher, the treatment for him being in Russia gets pushed off to Haba as opposed to being taken down here?
Right, but that's good or bad for him? It's better or worse for him?
It's worse for him, I guess?
I think so. So why would schus... So that's still the way it works.
Not punishing him, which is the same thing as not punishing him in this world. We don't punish him in this world, we punish him in the next world.
See, schus tolo, if it's a question of being punished in this world sooner rather than later, then I can see that schus tolo is a good thing. Because meanwhile, in that window of time, a person might do a full tshuva and then end up escaping all onshin. So in a sense of buying time in this world, schus tolo is a good thing. But if you're talking about schus tolo, that the onish gets pushed off to the next world, then maybe it would have been better that the schus not be tolo. And Tosus seems to be using schus tolo as the reason why the onesh is coming in the next world, the enif men of the chayim. Unless Tosus means as all one, I'm thinking now, maybe as all one thing. In other words, Kosh Baruch Hu Mekel, Upam Mochel Gamri, or schus tolo, enif men of the chayim, and in the chanami, the onesh in the next world will be sharply reduced. No, if it's a place, I would, you know, one could argue that any onish in Olam Haba is preferable to onish in this world, but maybe not. Maybe to the extent that there's some measure, I don't know if that's so or not. To the extent that there's very hard to know how to think about these things. Nice, you know, if a person has onish in this world, it could mess up the Olam Haba too, because the person doesn't have peace of mind and yishuv hadas and do more of theirs. So better he should have this world, and there's a better chance to do more mitzvahs, and the net result is he'll have more olam haba than if he has a hard time in this world and then does more of theirs and has worse, you know, worse gehenna. So, wait, so how do you make these kind of the cheshbonos? I have no idea. But, you know, in other words, it could be that it's better to have a small piece of onesh olam haba and still have a good life here, and therefore ein nefem lechayev is part of a good thing. In other words, even though there'll be some, because if it's mochel gamri for sure, there's nothing left to be punished. And even mekel could mean not mekel that the onesh is less here, but the mekel will be that there'll be only a small chelik of onesh left olam haba. But meanwhile, the world, this world will be good for him, and maybe that's also good in the world, next world as well, because he'll have more olam haba, because if he had a better olam hazeh in terms of less yisurim, then there'll be a bigger olam haba. I don't know, again, it might be reading too much in the words of Tosis. I'm not sure if this is correct. Rachamim, and then, yeah, go.
If I can say that mitam yishuna is considered to be like a sudden death, and so when that happens, God is kiyu saying, you lost your chance with Truva, there's no coming back.
Right,
there. He's
right.
Sort of removing the free will, kaviyachol. But once the zechut tolelo, when he has that zechut, he has the zechut of milah or whatever it is,
yes,
that's going to be magen on him and prolong his ability to
do
tshuva.
I agree.
So
that's good. So for everything, but then why is Tosfos the inner nefesh
menu b'chayev? So it's going to prolong it to the point where until he dies a natural death, because at any point beforehand,
it could always be tshuva.
Right. At any point beforehand, God would just be ending it right there.
So you're saying, so even though Hashem knows he's not going to do tshuva, and at the end he didn't do tshuva, but the fact that the mahalach of the hashgacha is, Akash Baruch Hu, is that Hashem is showing you, see, you can do tshuva. Even though the end result is that it would have been better for him had he gotten
right,
the punishment. But the fact remains, the midah is chus tol. In other words, in terms of the midah, it's correct, and it's yashrus to give him the chance to do tshuva. He didn't seize the opportunity, like Noach and the Teva, right? Hashem gave 120 years for the Dharma to do tshuva. Hashem knew they wouldn't do tshuva. No, ulay yeshuvu. It's not going to be. Okay? But that's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that you have the option. So you're saying the same thing over here. The point is that the yashus is there. Yeah, it could be that's the best pshat of all what you're saying. In other words, so then in a chanami, the net result is it would have been better. But the fact remains, chus tola, and that's for you, the opportunity. He didn't take the opportunity. That's his problem. So he brought on himself that he didn't, he didn't seize the opportunity. But the schus tola means that the opportunity was there for him. Good. Okay. A good pshat. I'm asking. Okay.
Also going back to the Vier Shlomar, why can't, but when we say the Al Yedei Tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekel, that Tosfot is just introducing the principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sometimes Mekel, and therefore Lifamim Mochel Legamre as that's how it manifests itself. Meaning, Tosfot is introducing the principle of sometimes he's mekel.
No, but upamim mochel is through the tshuva. That goes together, I think.
Right, exactly.
So the tshuva can do one of two things. Tshuva can accomplish leniency. That, like I said, that would answer the earlier kasha from Skila Techenek. Upam mochel gamri, that would answer this kasha. Mesim amitosim, in other words, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Well, why can't we say that Tosfot is saying sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekel? And in this case, how would that happen? In this case, if he does complete tshuva, then Hashem will be completely mochel.
So what are you adding to what we said before? So
as opposed to it being two separate things, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekel, and then secondly,
so it's one thing. How could it be one thing? How could it be one?
Concept.
How could it be one thing? Is it one or the other? Mekel means the onish is less, and mochel gam means there's no onish.
Mekel doesn't necessarily always mean less, that there will be onish. That there will be onish, rather. Mekel, in that there's a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekel, and in this case, if he does complete the tshuva, how does the mekel, how does the pula work? It works in the way that he's completely mochel.
So why is Tosi mekel and then mochel? If it's two things, mekel is not the same thing as mochel. Mekel means that there is an onesh. I don't follow you. Mochel means there is an onesh, just not as much.
It always means that there is an onesh.
Sounds
why can't we say sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be mekel in certain situations, and in this case he's more mekel than usual?
I don't agree. I don't think the words don't sound that way. It sounds like they're saying that you can have one possibility through tshuva, or sometimes others. There's levels of tshuva. himself. So you never know what's really happening. In other words, a person could do averus ischayev to have a certain misus based in, and din shemayim dal misus won't catch up with him because of tshuva. What did tshuva accomplish? Either mekel, so it would be less of an onus that would have otherwise been, or mochel gamri. Yeah.
I think that the tshuva, as we're saying, the tshuva has the answer. The tshuva answer process has two possibilities. Either either you're going easy on him, but he might still have punishment olam haba,
or an olam hazeh too, but less than what it would have been.
Yeah. And then I think that when the second half where the oskus tolo lovein and nefamim is been in the child, that's no longer from the perspective of whether good or bad from the person himself. Meaning, like we say about tzaddikim, why do bad things happen to good people? So that they don't have punishment in the next world. So this guy, we punish him here, so he doesn't get punished. So that we don't punish this the bad guy here in this world, so he gets the punishment in the next world. So whereas the first answer of the tshuva is from his perspective, whether it's good for him or not, that he does tshuva. The second answer is we don't want the rishonim to have a better olam haba. We'd rather have them have like a little bit better here, but we know olam haba is the more
Okay, you reminded me, the Mashab actually says something you just alluded to. What about tzaddikim who suffer in this world? The Mashab right over here on this Tosis points out, Tosis says, Tzchus Tov and so on, Enif Mechayev, V'chein Yishom Olehafech, says the Mashab. The Chazinon Kamei Tzaddikim Gemurim, like Rabbi Akiva, Shemesu B'misus Mishunos, the nifamenu miyud avarios of the chayav kidei lezakosam lom haba. So you have like the inverse.
That's right. I saw it.
Okay. What does Tosu say at the end? Uperek echadin imamnes the parach v'habar nachashu v'chisheach mir alav yosef. So it sounds like Tosu is connecting this kasha to what he just said. He said sometimes Hashem is mekel and so on, so things can change, right? And that's why sometimes you can have a person dying peacefully as well. Tosis, what about the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamizayin? The Gemara asks, "Bahar bar nachashu." So the answer, what's the Gemara's kasha? Bar nachashu, things can change. The answer is there. Hechmir of Yoser. There, the onus was more chamur. What's the ma'isa there? That's the case of the circumstantial evidence, right? Oh, you have it here, right? You have the story, right, in the Gemara. So what was the ma'isa omer? They used to tell the Edim, maybe you're just saying this because you're just jumping to conclusions, and it seems that way, but you didn't actually see with your own eyes what you're describing. So that's what they used to ask the Edim. That's the Mishnah there, on Amud Aleph. So the Gemara has a brisa. So what does it mean, for example? What's the example of a person who's rotseach, but you can't say you actually saw the person shoot the bullet, but you can more or less conclude and extrapolate from everything you see that that's exactly what happened. We call it circumstantial evidence. Kate said me omit. So Shema Kachri Isem Sherot Acha Chaver L'Churva. He ran after someone else into a rundown building. Rats to Macharav. Umitzasim Saif B'Yado V'Damu Metaftev V'Harug Nefarfer. So he had a knife, and the person now, the other person that he ran after, is now bleeding. And blood coming out of the knife, and another person's bleeding, and there's no one else around, right? But that doesn't count for Eidus and Ritzich. If you actually did not see the person do the act itself. Amrav Shem Ben Shartach, Ere Ben Achamad, the Lashon Shavua, Mlo Ra'isi, Tos quoted this on the previous Tosis too, Mlo Ra'isi Echad Shavatzach Haver V'chorvav Ratzdi Acharav V'ratzdi Saif V'yadav V'dam V'tafdei V'hargum Farper. Both things now. And the next thing you know, he dies. The Amartu lo Rasha, Mihar go with that. Oh, Aniyawata. Like, only two people here besides the victim are you and I. Tell me, who killed him, you or me? Right. Sarcastic, right? So Avo Mayasa, but La Maisa, what can I do? I didn't see you do it. She'en Damcha Masa Biyadi. I can't be the one to bring you to tried for your crime. Sure, Amr Torah, Pishnaim Edim, you must amaze. That's so he basically issued a klala that Hashem should pay you what you deserve. So what happens? On the spot, Shemeshatach's words were carried out, and the person was instantly bitten by a snake. Umes. Fact the Gemara from this statement of Din Daled Misos. Fact the Gemara. V'hai bar nachash, why would it be that he would be killed by a snake? V'amar Rav Yosef, v'chein tanef v'chizkiya, miyam shecha beis ha-migdash, abi shebat rav dan Sanhedrin, ab misus lo batru, lo batru, lo batru, el din ab misus lo batru, mishis chayv skira, nof nagag, chayv asas, mishis chayv sreifa, nof midreika, nachash makisha, that's sreifa. Mishis chayv hariga, mishis malchus, listed by an alat, that's ritzeach. Mishis chayv chenek, o tabe benar, meis v'sunki. Where says Ami, how who chayda chriti havi bay? The Amamar, Mishin Schaif Shtei Misus, based in Nitam Bachamura. The person had another cheshbin of an Aveira that had in it the onish of what?
Sreif.
Of Sreif. So therefore he got bitten by a snake. So what does Tosus want? What does Tosus want? If the Parech, Vabar, Nachashu, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? We see if things can change. Even though there's a the answer is because there the onus was more chamur. If anything, it would change to be more lenient. That's what the Gemara has the kasha and gives the teretz that it does.
Yeah, men don't get sreifa.
No, no. Look at the Amshin Brachamoso. They all comes under the rest of sreifa. The Eilin Perik Eilin Nisrafin. Look at Sanhedrin. Eilin Skolin. Eilin Nisrafin. All this based on Pesukim and Chumash. Eilin Halokin is Makis. Eilin Nisrafin. Eilin Hanachnakin. Yeah, so we'll go there. So anyway, that's the Tosus here. Let's just contrast a couple of points that come up in Tosus elsewhere. We're here in Sanhedrin. Let's look in Sanhedrin for a second on the page. The Tosus Gimaskom Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash. Now Tosus starts with the following. Tema. Now this question we don't find by us. Tosus' question here in Ksubas is why does it say Mishachar Beis Hamikdash as opposed to what?
40 years
prior. Tosus here asks a more basic question. Tema da'avi matzila meimar da'ap is man shebeis hamikdash kayam ki uvda d'shimim ben shatach he lived with man hamikdash ki inami shelo. So that's one example in a case like this, bizman hamikdash, in a circumstantial evidence situation. Inami shelo be'edim v'asra k'dama b'makis. Tosus quotes from Makis Kesher Yomim Shalat Hadmoni Mirsham Yitzi Resha b'beis b'nei adam sharag l'echad harag shogig v'echad harag meizir k'shbach mesbin l'upundek echad. So here you have very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says by Golus in Mishpatim, Ba'asher lo tzada, you didn't ambush, you didn't plan premeditated murder. V'ha'elokim ino liyada. What are those three words coming to have? Elokim ino liyada. Hashem made you chance on this that you killed someone b'shogeg. What does it mean by inokim liyada? So that's the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Nach, Kashe yomu mishalach kadmoni mirsham yetzei resha. And what is the idea? Mirsham Yetzei Resha. So it starts off with a story. Two people had separate lives and had on their records an onesh that was due to something they did wrong. Both had to do with Ritzicha. But the difference was Ruvain was Rotzeach Mezid, but he wasn't able to be put to death without Eidim Asra. So he technically should be put to death for an onesh as an onesh for Ritzicha b'mezid, but Nebuch, there isn't. I mean, Nebuch, he has not yet been put to death. And there's another person, Shimon, who killed b'shogeg, and he should be chayv galus. But again, we didn't have the formal trappings of the Eidim Basra to give him galus. So now those two people had independent lives. Hashem, who's the ultimate mashkiach and everything in the world, Balkim ina liyado. Hashem has these two people find a way into a single location, Pundak Echad, one in, and you have now Shimon, who killed the Shogeg, who has not yet found his Golus, his punishment of Golus, going up a ladder, and now he's about to come down the ladder, and he has the Derech Yerida, right, for Golus, and that's Shimon, and Reuven is under the ladder, and Reuven is the one who's Chayiv Misa for Ritzicha b'Mezid. And what happens, that Shimon falls on Reuven and kills him. And Eidim were there to see it. So what happens? Shimon goes to Golus because of the Eidim. And Reuven got his deserved, in a sense that he got killed. That Gemara in Malkus Daf Yud is apparently an illustration of what principle, what maimer in the Gemara? Din Dala Mises Lobatu. And the fact that Reuven died at the hands of Shimon because he deserved to die. But this was obviously Bisman HaMikdash. does Tosis know? The Tosis here also assumes that way. Tosis in the bottom of Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, who showed that you don't bring in the kapara of Bigdei Kahuna, because you see that even Bizman HaMikdash, you see that you had a din dalad misos. So you see it from this story. How do you see it in this Gemara? Because galus. So Tosis achidush. Tosis assumes that the parish of onesh galus is only Bizman HaMikdash. You have to know the marker for Tosis. Because he has to wait for Mises Kohen Gadol, maybe. I don't know. Tosis didn't explain himself. But it's clear to Tosis that the Mises of Gaulis can only be found in Migdash. So Tosis is now using that as a kash over here, too. So why is it mentioned Mishachar Beis HaMikdash? Even Mizman HaMikdash. You can have what? You can have this inyan of Dindal and Misos, like Shem Ben Shatach, like Eden Vas, with Abim Vasra, like the case over there in Makkos. Yeshua medenaka mishachar beis hamikdash mishum da'az batri dine nefashos legamrei. So that's when there's mamish no din nefashos. So that's all you have operating is this parallel cheshbon of din of what of din dalid misos min hashemayim. But bisman hamikdash you can have situations where you actually put the person to death formally. Therefore, it gives you a period where all you have is the cheshbon of shemayim. Okay. And then it goes on with the other point, which already we saw in our Tosfos and Ksuvos from the 40 years before, and gives the teretz that we have in our Tosfos as well. So we'll have to read that again. But then the next part of the Tosfos is connected to the Tosfos here in Amud Beis. V'im Tomar v'chazina kama kofim be'iker. Tosfos here calls him kofim be'iker. The mesim kedarka. The yeshulomar deschus mila tole. So that is like he says over here schus tole, but he adds. So here Tosfos is saying something a little different than what we have in our Tosfos and Ksuvos. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses sometimes not to punish the person within Dalad Misos, because a person might be so far gone as a Rasha that what Kadosh Baruch Hu would prefer to do is not to give them the Onesh Ba'olam Hazeh, but to reserve the Onesh Ba'olam Haba. Now, does Tosfos mean that in the connection of Schus Tole, or is it two separate points? See, it a little bit goes back to how we were wondering in our Tosfos. Tosfos, at the end, we ended up, Tosfos never mentions this point about that Kadosh Baruch Dafka wants to pay him for his mitzvahs and Olam Hazeh. But Tosfos does mention Schus Tole, as does Tosfos over here, Schus Mila Tole. But then Tosfos says, Uschan mitzvahs yos mishtamin b'olam hazeh. Does that mean because of Schus Mila, that's why the Schar Mitzvah Be'olam Hazeh? Tosfos means two separate points. Point number one is Schus Mila Tole. Okay? That's one point. And meaning, and let him do tshuva. If he doesn't, he didn't take the opportunity that was available to him. Good. Alternatively, second answer would be that why do these Kofen Be'ikr die normally, die peacefully, because that's sometimes the cheshbon, that they're so bad and so wicked that it's better not to give them the onus. So I would say maybe it's a separate answer. How did you learn? Who says? Well, you have a raya, it's hard to know for sure. But it's two separate points. Schus Mila Tole is, like we said before, to give them an opportunity to do shuva. If that's how we learned in our Tosfos, that could work over here. Is another point. And he tells us, quotes the pasuk, "Mishang misonav." So sometimes Hashem doesn't want to give them onish b'olam hazeh. And the last point Tosfos brings in what we have in our Tosfos in the beginning, "Ve'uvda dereish ha'polim da'afku al gav ezakfuah dehu b'no b'olonam merasas and namischus tolelo shelonenas b'skira b'nidam b'kala." So what happens? This is like we were meramis in our Tosfos. The Tosfos maybe went meant to answer the first kasha as well, with the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekel, right? How come they got Chenek and not Skila if he was born now Marasa? The answer is Chus Tola. We read it in our Tosfos as well. Inami, the answer that we have in our Tosfos, Hu b'no lav dafka, Hu b'no t'chil v'kachud, Mitzvos v'chenek. V'yishom, Shal b'sa migdash, Mishal b'sa migdash, Bigdei kuna, Yimachapim, Mio hanim yukshas et shuvah. That's interesting. Tosfos brings the other possible answer of Bizman HaMikdash, but he adds at the end, Hananil Kishasu Tshuva. What does Tosfos have in mind by saying those words at the end, Hananil Kishasu Tshuva? Tosfos didn't say that over here. When are the big kahuna mechaprim kishasu tshuva? Why did Tosfos add that? Maybe to answer Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos didn't like that teretz over here, by Nixubas. Why not? Because of two gemaras. Which two gemaras? The case of Avshim ben Shaddach, that the person got bitten by a snake. Bisman HaMikdash, you have the big tikkunah. So let the big tikkunah be mechaper. So why do you have the din dalet misas? Second gemara? No. What it tells you, Misham Yeshi Besha. Why did the Ritzot Kinezid, without Edom Asra, get killed by the person who was coming down the ladder? Let him be, and we're talking Bisman HaMikdash because we're talking Bisman HaTizgalus. After all, let there be a kapara for his Aver Ritzicha. So the answer is, in both these cases, there was no tshuva. And the only time that Bigdei Kahuna HaMachaber is if there's tshuva. Now I want to ask you the following question. Okay, listen carefully to this question. Okay, so that's what Tosis. So that would be Tosis' point in terms of the din dalet misas. Din dalet misas bisman hamigdash. The big tikkun machaper only with tshuva, and that would resolve these two questions that Tosis asked in Ksuba Staf Lam. Let's turn to that second case. Misham yetsay resha. That means that Reuven and Shimon, Reuven killed the Mezid without Asra, he deserves to die. Shimon killed the Shogeg, but there were no Edom, he deserves Golus. Shimon now falls on Reuven, they find themselves together, Shimon falls on Reuven, Reuven dies, and Shimon goes to Golus. So, a couple of things have to be thought about here. Tosis and Sanhosoth is going to ask, where's the Din Dalet Misas? What did I say? Shimon goes to Golos. That's perfect. That's exactly what he's chayv. Now he has Edom Asra. Reuven was a rotzeach. Shimon fell on Reuven. So how's that the din dal misas of Saif? Let's wait. We'll see that soon in Tosas Sota. And ask you another question. Suppose, well, I guess you can't really leave out the issue of the Bigdei Kahuna. Suppose Reuven was once Chayv Golos, realized after the first time he killed someone b'shogeg and did tshuva. Would Hashem make him find his way to the inn to kill again? What do you think?
According to Tosfot.
So, and why or why not? Okay, so you think he wouldn't. Why not? So according to Tosis in Sanhedrin, so he wouldn't. Why not? Why wouldn't he have to kill again? Because he did tshuva. So if he did tshuva, so therefore what? Okay. So what's machaper for him? The big dikuhuna. Big dikuhuna. According to Tosis in Ksuvis, big dikuhuna doesn't work. Apparently tshuva doesn't work either. Because Tosis didn't make such a distinction. So according to Tosis in Ksuvis, what are you going to say? It's inevitable. He's going to have to kill again. I eat the tshuva. Big Nikuna don't work. Okay. So Nebuch, this person killed once. There were no Edom. So he's going to have to kill again. Okay, very well be he'll kill again. I eat the tshuva. Bring me a raya from a Rashi and Chumash, not that way. Raya from Rashi and Chumash. That a person who killed Bishogig once and did tshuva would not have to kill again. The Rashi that we read in Shir, actually. Rashi that we read in Shir. Rashi, if you map a set with Rashi, you read it yourself, not just me. Rashi in Parshas Noach. Touch the pasuk according to Rashi. Umiyad ha'adam miyad ish achiv. Last part of the pasuk. Edvosh es nefesh ha'adam. What does it mean? So Rashi says, miyad ha'adam miyad ha'horeg b'mezid ve'ein edim ani edvosh. Somebody who killed the mezid without edim. That means miyad ha'adam. Someone who killed the mezid without edim ani edvosh. Ritzicha demands accountability. Miyad ish achiv. Next part of the pasuk, shehu ohev lo kaach, v'harak shogeg. Somebody who killed someone else, not premeditated. Someone who he knows and he likes, but he never killed him b'shogeg. Ani edrosh. I'll seek that out also. A ritzicha b'shogeg requires accountability. Im lo yigle. Listen to the lashon of Rashi. This is based on the Gemara Makos Daf Yud. Rashi has a few words. Im lo yigle. If he won't go to galus. And he won't seek out for his sin to be forgiven. He's not nichna. He's not doing tshuva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu dorsh menu. K'moshe darshu Rabbi Seinu Balkim minu yadim Maseches Makos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu zamtum b'dekechem. A Rashi in Chumash. No. What do you need? A Rashi in Chumash. That this Gemara Makos Daf Yud Balkim minu yadim is not stam. A person killed b'shogeg and didn't go to Golos, so it's going to happen. He'll have to kill again in order that he'll go to Golos. Rashi adds, "Behu eno nechna." Rashi in the beginning also, "Yivakesh alavonu limachel." It's interesting. Rashi started saying, "Im lo yigle vivakesh avonu limachel," and Rashi adds, "Im ein edim." It could be Rashi means two things. Maybe the first case there were edim, but he stam didn't go to Golos. He wanted to take his chances with the Gol Adam. Okay, so he didn't go. Nekvitz. Rashi means over there. I don't know. I'm just thinking. Otherwise Rashi's repetitive. Rashi starts, "Im lo yigle vivakesh avonu limachel shafa shogi kori kapara." The im ein edim lechayv Golos for who enu nichna. Either way, though, Rashi says enu nichna. Sounds in Rashi that person does tshuva for an aver b'shogeg of ritzicha, there in fact will not be this bokimina liyada. So it's interesting. Tosus mentions asu tshuva in terms of the Gemara and Makis, as we understood Tosus, because of the question of bigdi kahuna being machab. In Rashi, could be, I don't know, Rashi's thinking bigdi kahuna. Rashi sounds like you want to put that into Rashi too, because of bigdi kahuna being machab, or I don't know. Rashi is saying that the whole Kimino Yad is only a person who's chote Ritzicha B'Shogi without Shu. It's an interesting question. Is that really so? Does there have to be accountability if the person did Shuva? For Ritzicha, that is. He's Chayiv Golos. Hashtag, he could say no. The Shuva itself is enough. Just like Tosa says here as well, by itself. The Din Shuva by Dalit Misos. But the difference is here it's Chayiv Golos. Here's. But maybe that's the point. Tshuva works. Kadosh Baruch Hu mochel gamri. So Chared should be the Tshuva should work. Tosa said it also here. Tshuva works. It shouldn't be a price to be paid. The last point relating to this, Nil Chevra, the last point is Tosa and Sota, right? And this is also interesting. The other kasha. Let's Tosis bring up the other kasha.
The nachash.
The nachash. Yeah. What is not the nachash. Why is the person who killed the mezid getting killed by having somebody fall on him? That's not the din dal misus for tzicha. What does Tosis say? Tosis is second Tosis, right? The Tosis asked the Kasha from the case of Bamitzia. He says, he brings Rashi, Pirish Rashi lo Kasha, the Pirish Hashem Mishamacha Nitra Misham Konis Kol Nitrin, Yeshroma Drab Dafka Nakat Nofilm and Agago Chayyadar Sasso, and Me'ein Misa Shinis Chayyadar Yehorek. I'm not sure what Tosis means here, Chevra. What does he mean? How does this answer the kasha? So Zakifa, Taliyah, is Me'ein. He means it within Rashi, or he means it as a separate answer. He quotes Rashi first, but then he says, V'yesh Loma. He says, Avo Pirsh Rashi Lo Kasha. How do you get skila? How do you get a skifa? That's not the onesh. That's a chedek. That's not skila. No, Rashi says, Tosis continues. V'yesh Loma, d'lav davka nofa minagag l'chayda saso me'en misa chayba. Is that within Rashi? It's a new thing. So how is this me'en misa? If it's me'in chedek, not me'in skila. I don't know pashat pshat tosis. You can call me anytime with a pshat. I don't know how to read that a lot of tosis. Yeah?
Is it maybe it's Rashi that he's saying...
He's connecting it to Rashi, or saying it's a new teretz?
Rashi's saying that the guy was hung. Like, Taki was hung.
Right.
I mean, sorry, stoned and then hung.
Who says he was stoned? Rashi didn't say he was stoned.
No, that's why he was hung. He wasn't killed by hanging.
No, that's not Rashi. Rashi said that, how is this din dalet mitzvos? Because since Kohen is called Nitin, since this person did not bear that's chayv skila, and worried to get skila, he would get hung on the gallows, so therefore by getting hung by the authorities, that's considered din dalet mitzvos. That's Rashi. The Tosis quotes that, and then he adds, V'yeshu Omar, sounds like another teretz, D'lav davka nakat nofem minagago chayda saso, me'en mitzvos shen eschayba yaharig. How's this me'en mitzvos shen eschayba? The truth is, there is a din. If a person can't be killed with misa shenis chayba, there's halacha, you can interchange misas based in one for the other. Is that cool? But that's just a separate halacha, you can interchange them. But that's not. But that doesn't make it me'ein misa shenis chayba, except to the extent that they're all arba misas based in. Is that what Tosis means? It's me'ein misa because one of the arba misas based in. It doesn't sound.
That would ruin the whole point of everything. That could be anything.
No. If it's beyond Dalet Mitzvos, then maybe not. In other words, Me'ein Mitzvah means it has to be within Dalet Mitzvos. The whole sugya about this, Tosafot Makos Daf Beis Amud Aleph discusses this inyan also, sugya in Sanhedrin by Kvar Kedichsiv. But then the last thing I want to leave you with, the end of the Tosafot, of a kasha, the following question. Rebbe, Me'ahad Amar Peshel Lundago, and Doris Veshlakish, Makimin Eliado, Zeshar Gmezid Yoshe Tachas Asulam, Zeshar Gbishogik Olev Nofel, Vahargo. So how come the person got killed by the other person being thrown on him? Why is he getting killed that way? He's chayiv what? He's chayiv hereg, and this sounds like skila, right? So what does he answer? Interesting answer. He says the tirets afa gav delar bas skila miu mida b'midahi the zorek al chaver derech yiridahu the chsevayat al avayamos the elu mesim derech yirida. The Torah describes acts of betzicha. The Torah writes, "Vayapel alav vayamos." That's halacha by galus. Vayapel alav vayamos. What is Tosafot saying? The person was a Ritzeach, the Mezid, without Edim, he's going to get punished by having the other person thrown on him. But the Torah refers to a case of Ritzeach, it was Vayapel Olav. Okay. Maybe Tosis is referring to a pasuk that's by Ritzeach, the Mezid too, it says Vayapel Olav. I think it says it by Golos. So let's even grant that. Okay, so you have a Ritzeach, the Mezid. He killed Derech Yerida. That could have been a way that he killed, right? So now, why is it okay that he got killed this way? Because it's mida b'mida. But what happened to din dalet mitzvos? But what did Tosis mean? But din dalet mitzvos has to be that type of mitzvah. I think you see an important nakuda here in the whole inyan of din dalet mitzvos that you can extract from this Tosis. And it could be not every Tosis agrees with this. You have to know what other terutzim to give to the kasha. Again, something to think about. Is this inyan of din dalet mitzvos, which is as the Gemara works out, me'ein whatever mitzvah it was, is it in some way a kiyum of dalet mitzvos based in, except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carried it out and exacted the onesh, but it's in some way a chalos kiyum of dalet mitzvos based in? Or is it just a way of, the fact that it happens to be me'ein that mitzvah is just a way of showing you that the dinei shamayim are very precise and the midah k'neged midah. This is not the actual halacha of dalet mitzvos based in. It's a halacha of dinei shemayim, but dinei shemayim are very precise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works midah k'neged midah. And therefore, you see how precise and the Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That if the person was chote in such a way that would have been warranted a particular type of Mises Beis Din, so the Dinei Shemayim takes that into account in the Midah Keneged Midah Shavo. If that's the Pshat, Tosfos makes sense. I don't know how to work out the fact that Tosfos brings Vayapel Olav as the case of the Mitzeach. I thought that was by Golus. I don't know. But let's assume the case of Vayapel. You find the Pasuk of Vayapel by Mitzeach the Mezid. Okay. But that's enough to say the Din Dal Misos. The Din Dal Misos doesn't mean any more than the Inyan of Ashkachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah B'Midah. So the Midah B'Midah could be in terms of the type of Misa being resembling the type of Misa the person would have suffered Al Yedei Beis Din. Or it could be Midah B'Midah in the sense that the way that the person committed the Aveira, so that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes revenge, so to speak, against him. It doesn't have to relate to the Ofen HaMisa of the Beis Din, as long as it relates to the Ofen of the Hariga, or whatever that Aveira was. Memela, that's what Tosa says, because the Din Dal Mises is not a halacha of the Arba Mises Beis Din V'Din HaShemayim. It's halacha Midah Keneged Midah. Muscle, give you a muscle, that this could certainly be the case for Lamasu for Ritzicha in general. Adkidekach, we saw the Ramban on Thursday. Miyad Kochaya Advishenu. That what? If a person kills another person, that blood calls out for being avenged. That's if a person kills a person. What if a chaya kills a person? So according to the Ramban, Pshat in the Pasuk, Miyad Kochaya Advishenu means that if a chaya kills a person, so the chaya will find its onus somehow. That was one pshat the Ramban gave. The other pshat was that the person killed, then the chay will eat him. So that's what we asked. Where's the main Dalad Misos over there? That was the kash that we mentioned. But with the first pshat the Ramban was that the chay is going to be punished. The chay has, and the Ramban compares it to a case of Shor HaMidbar, Shaharag Esa'adam. That it's, there's no bailim to punish in his pocketbook, but nevertheless, that's the chok Gzeiras Melech. The Netziv quotes a Medrash Koheles. That it's not even just a chaya. He quotes from Medrash Koheles, which is a fascinating Medrash, the keys of the Netziv, you know. He says, a tree causes the death of somebody. It's a particular cheshbon with Ritzicha, apparently. A tree causes someone's death. Miyad kol chayav v'shenu mivor medrash koheles shakadosh baruch hu osa din v'cheshbon afilu imilone svak afilu umakal uritzua mischayven ayde adam shenizik al yado mikoshekin shakadosh baruch hu yidosh nefesh adam miyad hachayav. Unbelievable. It's a medrash koheles. It's also a medrash in at the end of Parshas Bereishis. Yeah, this is the medrash in Bereishis at the end of Parshas Bereishis. Ein lecha shehu mischay ba'adam hazeh el adam. Rav Nosson omer afilu ze'ev ekelev. Rav Huna ba'goryan omer afilu makel afilu ritzua. And they explain here. He in Parish Marzu in the Medrash. Ish echad chotei v'chaveru horgo v'nenash al cheto gam chaveru nenash al shaharag v'nera gam kein al da'atev da'atfuch. V'das Rav Nosson afilu ze'eva kelef shigam zenicha b'chal basar. And even what? Even ilan svak, even makel. Omar Ravacha, af ilan svak asidim liten din v'cheshben. Did you hear such a thing? Afilu ilan svak. What's ilan svak? A tree that doesn't bear fruit. Asidim liten din v'cheshben. Ki ha'adam eitz asadeh. Ma ha'adam nosin din v'cheshbo, af itzim nosin din v'cheshbo. What does it mean, din v'cheshbo? They explain, it means if the person was here, bottom of the page, here, they being here. V'din shomala, kishihizik adam, af kol davar, af emus v'chayos. Even a makal, even a ritzua, even ilan svak. That's what the Nesid is quoting here. Ritzicha is a special Indian, apparently. It's talking about Ritzicha, that caused someone to die here in a Medrash Be'eschanan. The Oz Yav the Moshe Shalosh Arim. The Kash of the Medrash is Al Kulon Yesh Selicha Chutz Mishvichas Damim. Shenemar shofech dam ha'adam. The next pasuk in Noach, ba adam damo yishafech. Amar Rav Levi, hari kama b'nei adam shaharu umeisol mitoseim. How could you say that? Many murderers who die a peaceful death. Heishivu also. This is Beschanan, Perik Beis Oschafein Emevish. Mahu ba adam. Ba adam damo yishafech. Kishiyavo kol b'nei adam la'asid lavo. O sasha damo yishafech. And there's a creepy story right afterwards that you'll see in the Medrash there. I won't read it, but you'll see it if you want to look it up. One caveat, and that's the Netziv. He says, his own original Peshat, when it says, Miyad Ish Achiv, back to the pasuk that we started with, Miyad Kol Chayed Rishenu, says the Netziv, like the Medrash Koheles, even Ilan Svak, there's a Din V'cheshben, Miyad Ish Achiv, Pirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eima Sai HaAdam Nenash. When is a person nenash for Ritzicha? If you should have been acting with peace, Mashegin b'shas mochama the eis lisno oz eis laharog ve'ein onesh azek klal kikach nosat ha'olam. In other words, if it's a situation of mochama, you know, our young soldiers are fighting, and whatever it is, you know, a person kills whoever they might kill, but the eis mochama, that doesn't go into this cheshbon. That's what insists is reading into the pasuk. Miyad ish achiv. It's only when it should have been a state of achva. But without, except for that exception, there's a nature in the world, especially by Ritzicha, that there has to be a price. What is this? This is not din dalet misus. This is an ina dinei shamayim. It's a world of dinei shamayim. Especially by Ritzicha, you see ad kedei kach, that there has to be, the Ramban says it by a Chaya, and here the Medrash says it even by an Ilan Svak, even Ze'ev, even Makel, even Ilan Svak. So I think Tosis and Sota is saying that even when you're talking about a situation of an Adam, it's not a kiyum of the halach of Dalet Mises based. It's just idea of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midah bin Midah. So if the Midah bin Midah can be reflected not necessarily in the Ofen that based in with a Paskin, but in the Ofen HaMisa itself, as long as there's some way to see the Midah connected Midah, that's already the notion of Din Dalet Mises Lebat. Like the Meiri says over here also, don't think you're going to escape judgment. But maybe other Tosafim learn differently. Maybe there's a special din regarding Dalet Mises that you can be fulfilled b'dinei Adam, and it can be a kiyum din of Dalet Mises b'dinei Shemayim. This requires more thought, but maybe that's a different way to think about it. There's also this inyan, Ritzicha says separate, and that's other cheshbonos, but there's also a special halach of Din Dalet Mises Lebat. Okay, let's stop here.